Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, September 30th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Facebook announced it will let Instagram and Messenger users communicate across the two apps. Instagram users will be given the option to add Messenger, which will give them access to Facebook friends, as well as features like chat color, emoji reactions, co-watching videos, and disappearing messages. Instagram users will not need a Facebook account, but users with both Messenger and Instagram accounts will have separate inboxes on each platform. Instagram users also get privacy controls, deciding whose messages go in a message request folder and who will not be allowed to reach them at all. A new account center lets users manage these cross-app features and others, like single sign-on and eventually Facebook Pay. Reuters sources say the China State Council's Antitrust Committee is considering an antitrust investigation into Google over its Android platform. The investigation reportedly would be in response to complaints by Huawei that Android's market position causes, quote, extreme damage to Chinese companies. Huawei is blocked by the U.S. government from using Google's version of Android, and a source said Huawei has used this to show that losing Android causes a loss of confidence and revenue. China would look to Europe and India for examples of antitrust actions against Google. China's companies do not use Google's version of Android domestically, and most Google services are blocked in China. Google Meet will extend its policy that allows users to host calls longer than 60 minutes at no additional charge. The feature was set to become paid again on September 30th, but has been extended to be free until March 2021. Anyone with a Gmail account can make calls up to 24 hours long for free over Meet until then. Google is not extending free access to other paid features like limits on the number of participants. Sonos filed a lawsuit in the Western District of Texas accusing Google of infringing 5 patents on wireless audio in the Nest and Chromecast products. The patents cover features like controlling streaming music from a device like a phone, automatic speaker EQ, speaker group management, and zone scene presets. Sonos has a separate patent case against Google currently in front of the U.S. International Trade Commission and California Federal Court regarding more basic wireless audio functions like setup, playing in sync, and creating stereo pairs. Cloudflare announced free web analytics Tuesday, a competitor to Google Analytics. The Cloudflare product offers near real-time end-user behavior without tracking site visitors across the internet. Cloudflare does not use IP addresses to serve web analytics. It's meant for companies that do not need to do ad retargeting and want core analytics without compromising user privacy. Cloudflare Web Analytics is available right now to its paid customers at no additional charge and will come to all users in coming months. Apple's iOS 14.2 will include new emojis from Unicode 13.0, approved earlier this year. The new emojis include a smiling face with a tear, pinched fingers, two people hugging, a transgender flag, a disguised face, lungs, and more. Bloomberg obtained an internal email showing Cyberpunk 2077 game developer CD Projekt Red told employees that six-day work weeks would be mandatory ahead of the game's November 19th release. Studio co-founder Marcin Iwiński had previously told Kotaku the studio would have a, quote, non-obligatory crunch policy. However, in the internal email, CD Projekt Red studio head Adam Badowski said, "I know this is in direct opposition to what we've said about crunch," and added, "We've extended all other possible means of navigating the situation." Cyberpunk 2077 was originally supposed to come out April 16th, was delayed to September 17th, and then again to November 19th. Apple and Epic have issued a joint filing in the case about Fortnite that the two companies prefer their case be tried by the court rather than a jury. Apple had filed a countersuit requesting a jury, and in a ruling on preliminary injunctions, the judge had recommended a jury trial as more likely to hold up on appeal. The case is expected to go to court sometime in July 2021. HP announced the G2 Omnicept Edition VR headset, meant for enterprise customers. It includes eye tracking and pupillometry sensors for measuring eye dilation, a heart rate sensor, and facial capture. It can use this kind of data to estimate cognitive load, which can be useful in many training scenarios. The API for developers is GDPR compliant, and HP says it will de-identify, aggregate, and secure all user data that it processes. The HP G2 Omnicept Edition is expected to launch in spring 2021. No price was announced. Finally, Samsung's 4K laser projector is available now in two models, a 120-inch projector with 2200 ANSI lumens and 30-watt 2.2 channel setup audio goes for $3,499, and a 130-inch 40-watt 4.2 channel audio with 2800 lumens of brightness for $6,499. Samsung calls them ultra-short throw. That means they can be set up right next to the wall they project to. Both models have the Tizen OS and voice control by either Amazon or Bixby. They're available now, shipping October 16th. For more discussions of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.